Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is Dave Gibson. And today's show is on really about holding intention, but it's also about toning for extended periods of time. We're going to do an experience where we're going to be toning for just about the whole show together, but toning with intention. And so our intention is really about giving you a tool to bring peace, not only into your mind, but into your body. That's our intention for today. So before we get started, let me tell you about some things that are happening at the school and a lot of things that are actually happening elsewhere as well. First of all, we've got our certificate program starting up again September 6th at the Institute here in San Francisco. And that's 3.5 months. It goes to about December 15th. It's 3 nights a week and some weekends. And if you're interested, you can call us at 415-777-2486 or email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Of course, our website is soundhealingcenter.com. That's the first semester of our associate degree program, if you wanted to continue, which will continue in January. The next semester is in January for the first semester, and the second semester will be starting in January, around January 18th or so. We also have those same classes online with live instructors, or you can watch videos. The online classes with live instructors are Tuesday and Thursday night, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., of course, all San Francisco time. And that's starting on September 13th is the next start time for the online classes. That also goes into an associate degree program if you wanted to continue and do the whole associate degree. All of these classes are approved by the state of California, so they are an official degree. We've also got the Sound Healing Music Production course starting at the Institute and online. At the Institute, it starts on September 6th also, and it's 3.5 months. We actually have an associate degree in audio recording as well. And the online version, you could start actually this week or the next week. You can start just about any week. You can give us a call or email us, and we can get it figured out. And we've got more than one semester for the online recording program as well, where we actually learn about Pro Tools. Although if you've got programs like Live or Cubase or any other program, it's totally appropriate for whatever program you might be used to. So it's really about, you know, creating sound healing music production, not just sound healing, but I mean, you could still be doing hip hop or techno or whatever, but we really talk about how sounds and how you can create effects that actually affect people deeper on a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. So those classes are happening. There's also a sound healing conference going on. We're not putting it on, but I'm actually speaking there. And that's in Reno, Nevada on September 8th and 9th. And we've got some information on our website about it, or you can give us a call or email, and we can let you know about it. And so that's in Reno, September 8th and 9th. We will also be at Earth Dance. I think it's the weekend of the 23rd. We'll have a booth there, and we'll be vibrating people into bliss with sound tables. Of course, we do have sound tables for sale. We've got a used sound table for sale right now for $1,285, which is really a really good deal. And we've also got crystal bowls for sale as well. We're also doing a lot of different treatments at the Sound Healing Center. We've got a whole range of treatments online now where we can do them online. We can find your soul frequency. We can also do a voice analysis online. We can just do a voice healing. There's a lot of. We also have a psychotherapist and an energy healer that use sound online. So you can check out all of these different treatments at soundtherapycenter.com. Okay. We just did a sound healing concert last night. We have meetup groups here every 2 or 3 weeks, so you can find that information online as well. Boy, it was incredible. It's just amazing, you know, when you do sound healing music and you really use intention and you get in the zone and just go. It's like when the concert was over, when the last note played, no one moved for like 10 minutes. It was amazing. In fact, I still got the energy inside from last night. I'm a little fried, but I'm also just like really, really peaceful. It's really amazing. So that's happened. We'll be doing another concert in a couple of months as well. And so that's what's happening at the Institute. So, yeah, today what we're going to do is we're going to listen and tone along with some various songs that we did with very specific intention. And each one of these songs was actually a class project. And what we did is we set an intention. We then chose the key based on ancient Egyptian modes as to what would fit that intention the best. So after we did that, we then practiced holding our intention while toning. So we would practice, and I would ask everybody, okay, what percentage of time were you, you know, holding your intention? And people were like probably around 60 or 70%. And so the trick is to get to the point where you have 100% focus. And it's interesting because, you know, it's like it seems like that's a lot of work to hold focus on one thought 100% of the time. But it is kind of hard until you get there. Until you get there and you are holding it 100% of the time, once you start holding it 100% of the time with 100% focus, then it's easy to stay there, especially when you're using the sound to help you hold the focus. So the trick is the sound that you're making becomes the intention. So it's like the intention is technically a frequency. Everything is a frequency. Everything in the universe is a frequency. Everything has a resonant frequency. We know this from physics. We know this from intuition. So even your intention is a frequency, even though it's most likely completely in the quantum field, it is still a frequency that is holding a resonance. So once you start thinking of the intention as a sound, so if I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to heal the planet, or sending the intention of healing the planet of all of the negative energy, all of the pollution on the planet, right? Well, when I tune into the energy of healing the planet, what I do is I do a frequency sweep, and I go, okay, is this a low note or high note? Well, you could think of it as a low note because it's the planet, but it could be a high note because you're raising the vibration. What I would do for healing the planet would be like this. That's the note I go to. Okay. Now, once I associate the intention with the note, I can then use the sound to hold the intention. Okay? So I'm still doing it mentally, but the sound is the intention. So then it's easy to hold your focus because you just make the sound with the intention, and the sound is continuous. I mean, it doesn't waver at all. It's easy for our thoughts to waver, but if you're doing toning, you just keep toning. I mean, it's not like you're going to do a different note or forget to keep toning, you know. So that's where the consistency comes in. You just stay with the note, and that's the intention. And then this is the cool thing, and this is the experience I want to share today. When you do an intention for a really long time, especially more than like 15 minutes at a time, it becomes really easy to not get distracted, especially when you're doing the sound, because you get on this, you get in the zone. That's a technical term. You get in the zone, and it's easy to stay on that wavelength. So that's what I want to share today. We're going to be toning for about the next 45 minutes and practically straight with several different intentions. So let's get underway. Our first intention is simply to hold your focus of attention 100% clearly. And in fact, this was the intention when we did this song in class. We held the intention of 100% focus. And then everybody held the intention. I played synthesizer. We actually added binaural beats. So there are binaural beats. So if you can listen on headphones, it'll even be more effective right now. And then we all went out and toned for about an hour and a half. And did about 8 different tracks. And then put them all together and mixed it and had the song. So set your intention. Stay focused on this intention of clarity and non-scatteredness while toning along with the whole class. Also holding the same intention. It's also when you get a whole group of people. Thank you. feel in your body how that feels. If you've been toning. Voice is the best vibratory device there is for resonating organs. This next song is about healing the planet. Including the water. So this is really major. you've been toning for the last two songs the whole time, I don't even have to say anything. You know you're in the zone. Just listening to this gets you in the zone. But toning. So if you like, if you haven't been toning, you might try toning with this one. Keep toning. This is about joy. Our intention was to hold joy for the whole world. Resonate the inner energy of joy on the planet. Thank you. Okay, so this next intention, that was interesting. At least we have a little joy there popping through. Okay, let's actually go ahead and play Holding Schumann for a bit. This is the frequency of the Schumann resonance, which is about, is a frequency in the atmosphere. And the intention was about holding frequency, similar to holding focus, but holding frequency to the Schumann, basically staying connected to nature no matter what. Even if we have, you know, pole shifts, even if we have conflicts or challenges, always staying connected to the frequency of the earth, which is the Schumann resonance, which is a frequency that oscillates like this. Whoa, 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 whoa. And that's in the background of this song. Whoa, whoa. It's a frequency that we need. They give it to astronauts electronically now because they realize that we really need this. And it is obscured by the electromagnetism in the cities. So this helps restore it. Holding next song is the intention of holding the perfect balance of the divine masculine and feminine on our planet. For thousands of years, there's not been a balance. And so we don't want to flip-flop. We want the balance to be in order. So the intention is bringing the divine masculine and feminine to balance in ourselves and on our planet. Thank you. once again. The trick is to hold this energy we've acquired, this stillness, this peace, this consistency, as long as you can, through the weekend, through the week ahead. Also, if you're interested, we have all of these songs, including many other songs, on the CD holding Schumann on our website that you can tone along with or just listen to. And again, they've all got binaural beats in them. So yeah, it's really about holding this energy without distraction. We're so distracted, not only by cell phones and electricity and all the noise around us, but also just simply by other people around us. And we're distracted by little sounds inside us, in our mind, in our bodies, little things grabbing our attention. So it's really all about holding focus of attention. Because when you hold that attention with 100% focus, no distraction, it's the essence of peace. And the cool thing is that once you get in the zone, it's really easy to stay there. Focus becomes the norm. So hold that energy as long as you can. Just imagine holding it through the week, this stillness, through months ahead, through years.